The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song by song podcast. Episode 014, Kuyama.
Kuyama is the final song on Electric Light Orchestra 2, and also is considered to be the longest song that Electric Light Orchestra ever recorded. That could be of some debate if you're considering A Suite for a Rainy Day from Out of the Blue to be one entire suite instead of separate songs, but if you're looking at that as a set of songs kind of like the second side of Abbey Road, well then, yes, Kuyama would be the longest one. This song, according to Jeff Lynne, is about a soldier talking to an orphan and realizing that he was the one who had killed the orphan's family. It's a rather dark, emotional song, and it became a concert staple for the band for a good portion of the 1970s. After this, longer songs were kind of out in the ELO catalog. Not much went over about 6 minutes after this, but this is about the closest they came to traditional progressive rock before they really discovered the sound they wanted to stick with.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And the first time I heard this, again, this is when I bought Ole ELO, December 31st, 1983, extra Christmas money. So I bought the cassette there at Smitty's while my mom went shopping. And the cassette had the full album version on side one. And when I heard it, I was 14 and a half, and I thought, this is weird. At the time, I had been raised on Top 40 radio from 1978 to 1983. So I was ingesting a lot of Hall & Oates and Bee Gees and Juice Newton and Men at Work and more polished late 70s ELO. So to be hit with Kuyama, it kind of like, that's kind of odd. I don't really think I should, I think I'm just going to leave you there for now. But like it was like within a month or 3 weeks later, I was like, just no, embrace the weird of it. Go with it. And it's like, you know, I kind of like this song. Okay, I like it. And I do still like it. Likeish like it. It's definitely the rumor about Jeff's dad. It goes on way too long. There are things that could be lopped out and it'd still be a good song, maybe even a better song.
It would be a much better song if it was shorter. It has that pomp in it, where it has the strings and everything. Then it has a great guitar riff. The lines are not bad. It's got a decent hook to it, but it's repetitive.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing you want in a longer song, is for the same thing to repeat over and over again. The key to longer songs and the best progressive rock songs that go on is they may have a central theme they return to, but they work other things into it to make it more interesting.
Yeah. I do like, and I always have liked, even when I first heard it and thought, that's weird. The UFO flyover at the end, I always thought, oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm surprised there's not a real guitar solo in there. I mean, there's chords. There's a part in there where they're playing just a chord progression, but not really a real guitar part in there. And that would really, I mean, I'm not talking about the parts between the verses where it has that main guitar part. I'm talking about the whole instrumental portion.
Yeah.
I don't know, is he just not able to play like that, I guess? Or, because I'm used to, even with not just metal, but with progressive rock, where you would have some sort of very intricate guitar part in there that would kind of break away before you transitioned right back into the main theme of the song.
That's actually something I never noticed. It doesn't have a guitar solo. And I know Jeff can play. He did it on Roll Over Beethoven. He can certainly kick ass at lead guitar and guitar solos. But yeah, I had never thought of that. In 11 minutes and 17 seconds, there's no guitar solo. But it's trying to be one of those big kind of art rock kind of songs.
True.
Yeah.
And I approached it differently than you did, because by the time I heard it, yeah, I was very much well-versed in progressive rock music, and I just kind of found it tedious when I first heard it. I don't find it as bad now, but the thing is the problem I have with it are some of the lyrics. It's supposed to be a very emotional song about a soldier talking to an orphan whose family the soldier is killed. But then it has lines in there like, it's so mean, that bullet machine. Ah. I'm sorry. I think it's also, it's so cruel, that no mercy tool. He had to have had time when writing this album to actually look back and go, maybe I should change a few things. I mean, Mama's such a well-written song, and then you come to lyrics on this thing.
Yeah, I read the lyrics before we started recording, and it's kind of clumsy in parts. And there's one whole verse that's just completely clumsy, but it's intentionally clumsy. It's where the guy is stammering and stumbling about finally telling the truth about what happened to Kuyama's parents. Wake up, Kuyama, I got something to tell you. It's just that I mean, well, that is to say, that I'm trying to explain, but I'll start again. For you, I must be true. I just thought, you don't see lyrics where the storyteller spends an entire verse stammering.
Which, that part's fine. I mean, I'm fine with that. It's just where you're really reaching for a rhyme. It's kind of like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's Still You Turn Me On. A little sadder, a little madder, somebody get me a ladder.
You didn't really,
I mean, if you can't think of another thing to rhyme with sadder and madder, I mean, just end it there. You don't need a third word in there. I mean, yeah. And that's another one, is another person who's a really good writer, Pete Senfield, coming up with that kind of a lyric.
Well, last week, you made me feel like an idiot, because I was one. When I first heard the song, I was like, what's Kuyama? What's a Kuyama? And for years, for the last 34-ish and a half years, I've wondered, what is Kuyama? What, I don't understand. What is Kuyama? I asked my grandma once when I was 15, because she's old. She must know everything. And she's, I don't know. And I thought maybe had saw something kind of that said Kuyama was some sort of goddess, but I never really found out more about that. I heard it mentioned in one of the few episodes of The X-Files that I've seen. Maybe it has something to do with this goddess maybe it's an alien myth or something like that. And so I've been stumped. What is Kuyama? I would Google it, and all I would get would be the ELO song. What is Kuyama? And you said, well, it's the girl in the song. Oh, duh. Of course.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
So, There you go. There's nothing mythical or mystical or otherworldly or supernaturally about Kuyama. It's just the girl whose parents that soldier Jeff killed. So the album as a whole, now that we've finished the second ELO album, what do you think? What's your favorite song from it?
Favorite song from this is still Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no competition on the album.
Yeah.
Mama's going to be the best song. Roll Over Beethoven, I know it's a very easy pick, but I'd say second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a little bit more than I did the last time I heard the album. I think on Rate Your Music, I gave it like 2 stars or 2.5 or something like that. I still wouldn't give it too much more. I'd say a solid 3-star album. I mean, an old England town, kind of not a great opener, and Kiyama still goes on quite a bit. So it's kind of like they're trying to find the sound. I'm waiting to hear On the Third Day again, because I remember not liking On the Third Day even less than I liked ELO 2. So I'm curious to hear all of that again after all. It's been years since I listened to the whole thing. So
right. I bought this one after I had bought No Answer. And No Answer I had listened to, and it's like, all right, I'm just going to put this back now, file this right there with my ELO albums. And then I heard Electric Light Orchestra 2, and I wasn't really psyched up about it. It's just, it goes in the collection, because I'm collecting ELO now. But I liked it much more than No Answer, and I still like it much more than No Answer. I would give it 3 stars. It sounds like less of a mess. Jeff's got more of a grasp on how to do this ELO thing. Mama is, it's such a wonderful song. I think it's definitely a huge advance over the first album. I like it a whole lot more than No Answer, and it's an album I don't mind listening to. Got something to say about Kuyama? Then leave a message on the telephone line voicemail, 623-850-3375. Like it? Hate it? What does Madeline think?
All of this. Yeah, yeah. Peace out.
Wow, she liked it.
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. Contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group. You can financially support the podcast by going to podomatic.com/podcasts/LNTCS and click on the PayPal button. Next week, Electric Light Orchestra 2 bonus track.